somewhere like that. I don't know. And yet, we looked in something. What was I looking at? You had a picture of Mr. Charlie and Daddy's scrapbook. And there was a part in there he had owned the Raffles store until a certain time frame. And then it became Ben and Joe.
That's who Joe.
Yeah.
They bought it out.
They bought it. Well, they just used the building. It was called 4x4, wasn't it? Or 4x8 or something like that was the name of the store. But I don't know what. It's got to be in the late 50s, 1950 something.
So it was around for a good while then.
Pardon?
It was around for a good while then. It was here for quite a while, I guess, until other sort of chain stores started to come in. Is that what put it out of business, or did the people just get tired of doing it, you think?
Well, Ben and Joe then moved the store, built a building up on Atlanta Street, up on Alpharetta Street, near where, it's not World Bazaar, Pier 1 or whatever. It's next door to the Roswell Cleaners, dry cleaning place. There's another building in there. And that was where Ben and Joe then built that building and moved their stuff up there. And I don't know when the public house got in that building, but it's been there, I'd say 25 years, hasn't it?
The public house. With all those old draperies hanging off of the edge, that was the Roswell store, but it became the public house. And it was so pretty when it was first put up there, but they let it stay there 10 years too long, that drapery stuff. But I don't even know what it is now.
The public house. It seemed like it was something else between Joe and Ben and the public house. Seemed like it was something else, but I can't remember. Hadn't thought about that. But Ben and Joe are both dead now, so y'all are asking questions that we don't know, and we don't really relate to it. You know.
Well, we didn't say much about what was uptown when we came here, and I don't really know a whole lot about what was uptown, but with downtown had been the Roswell store and a bank and a post office and so on. But uptown, there was a drugstore with a doctor's office in the back of it. But it was also a little bit of a post office. You could get your mail up there. You didn't have to go downtown to get your mail. You could go uptown, depend on where you lived. You didn't have to walk that extra mile. It's about
so
a mile
for one. If you lived uptown, you get your mail there, but if you live downtown, you have to go to the
get down there.
Different groups of people live in different parts of town? Like, where did the black people live? Did they live in a different section of town?
Well, it hardly any black people, but they lived on Webb Street.
And
Webb Street is down there past the Peachtree Salvage Store. Mm. You know where that is? Mm. Go right down that street, and most all of them are right there.
Well, some over on Myrtle Street.
Oh, yeah, Oxbow Road.
Uh-huh.
Oxbow Road has. Oh, and there was two churches over there on Oxbow Road over that way. One of them's called Zion Church, and the other one's called something Methodist Church. I don't know what that is. Well, we didn't have many. And finally, somebody built an apartment complex or something and moved in some black people.
Mm-hmm.
That's after NAACP got started.
Mm-hmm.
So we had very few. And the first year that we integrated the schools,